We shall begin by saying Cardboard's come a long way since it was launched last year.
We're really proud of what we've done in the last year. So we introduced Cardboard to the world last year at Google I.O. It was a 20% project that a group of folks inside of Google were really excited about, and we're excited to kind of bring it to folks last year at our event and show people how easy it is to get virtual reality from their current smartphones today, and also how to build the stories to power that experience. So we showed that last year. This year we wanted to show the evolution of that experience. So we showed how much more compatible Cardboard is with every type of device out in the world. We added iOS support, which is a big thing for us. We also made it easier for developers to develop applications this year as well, and actually produce content that's captured from the real world with our new jump camera format.
Tell me about the jump format.
Absolutely.
What is the jump camera format?
So jump is a new VR video format that we've created over the last year. It consists of a jump camera, a new video format called jump, and the ability to play back that content on YouTube. All of those things are coming together and will be published and open sourced and shown to the world over the next couple months.
So who's manufacturing the jump camera, or is it just software?
So the jump camera today that we showed at Google I.O. Is made by both Google as a reference design, and then also with our partner GoPro, who's taken the reference design, improved it quite a bit, added their own characteristics to it, and will be giving that camera format and selling it to the creators around the world soon.
That's with the how many cameras are there?
That's right. So the jump camera that we showed today has 16 cameras in a certain geometry to capture full 360 degree video all around you.
Is that going to be very expensive? Is it something only the professionals would use?
We're currently working on the camera format and the reference design. It's using off-the-shelf technology, off-the-shelf GoPros. You need 16 GoPros. So there's a reasonable cost to it, but we think it's approachable, affordable, and a good place to start for prosumers.
So what's the fascination with VR? Why, I'm just an average sort of run-of-the-mill guy. Why should I care?
So we're excited about VR as Google, and me specifically, because it can take you anywhere. And so imagine you had a young family, you wanted to take them someplace special. Some people in the world have access to great museums, great culture, great locations. They have the means to go visit those places. Some people don't. And so with VR, we're actually excited about kind of giving everybody access to these great locations. So you can take them to the stunning locations around the world, be it museums or important iconic places, and give them just a great taste of what that experience could be like and get them excited.
Is that what got you interested?
I'm specifically interested as a artist and a storyteller. So I'm interested because with VR, you can tell a very unique story. You can actually put somebody right in the middle of a story. You can actually, not only be imagining what the story is like, but be in the front row of the story. It's almost like being at a great play or in a great scene of a movie. And so for me, as a kind of creator and artist, that's just a new medium to kind of explore and have fun with.
VR is sort of coming on the radar, and we've heard about Oculus, and we've heard about stuff from Samsung. What's different about Cardboard? Is it just another player in the same?
So we're excited about Cardboard because we think it gives access to these unique stories and experiences to everyone. So Cardboard is VR for everyone. That's fun for us because we can start to, as a set of creators, storytellers, artists, make sure that our stories are seen by everyone. And that means everybody with a mobile phone today. So billions of people have access potentially to seeing these unique experiences that can be created on Cardboard today. That's stunning, it's exciting. It's kind of a new way to think of getting your unique kind of voice heard today. As an app developer, as a storyteller, as a content producer, as an artist, it's a new medium to play with. So Cardboard gives you that.
Cost price? Sorry, when we're talking about price, is there a price differential?
So one of the things that we're excited about with Cardboard is you use the phone that's in your pocket today. So the phone you have is a powerful, excellent computer that can do even more than you expected. So you use it for apps, you use it for phone calls today. You probably didn't know that with a little bit of material around it, it turns into a VR player. You can actually play unique VR apps. The kind of performance that we're going for is capable today on any smartphone. And what that does is it means that you just add a little tiny bit of material. We've shown people how to do it with Cardboard. There's partners that are showing it how to do it with other materials as well. And your phone turns into that VR viewer. So we're excited about that.
Cardboard is literally cardboard. Is that how it got its name? I mean, let's talk a little bit about the original cardboard for people who don't know. What exactly is cardboard?
That's a great question. So cardboard is, it is literally cardboard. It comes with a few other special materials. So it's got some plastic lenses that lets you focus on the screen. It originally came with a little bit of extra material just to provide an input button. So we used a magnet last year. This year we used some conductive tape. And that's it. And so when you put all those things together, you get cardboard. And we really wanted to be honest with the product. So we're all about setting expectations exactly where they should be and calling it exactly what it is. And it's cardboard. It shows you that the phone in your pocket can build VR with just a little bit of kind of pulp paper and additional material. So we're excited about the name.
And how difficult is it to make? How difficult is it to make and to assemble?
So one of the early things we did at last Google I/O was we wanted to show the world how to make all of the things in around cardboard. So not only the apps and the software, which is where Google puts a lot of focus and has a lot of great creativity, but also building the actual viewer that we showed to the world. So we actually, from day one, put the full spec or the full publication online for users to create their own cardboards. Last year, we showed people how to literally take a pizza box that was in their kitchen and cut out their own cardboard, buy some lenses online for a few dollars and create their own. And so we're gonna continue that ethos of just making sure people know how to build cardboard and build everything they need for great VR experiences.
So tell me, if I want to get a cardboard, can I get it and download it? Or do I have to go somewhere? Do I have to buy it online?
So everything you need to build, use, and create content for cardboard is at our website, google.com/cardboard. It's got the ability to buy viewers that have been certified from our partners. It's got the ability to show you how to make applications for cardboard, and also how to build your own cardboard devices. So all the materials and education are there. We've also started to really think through, as artists, how to build great user experiences or design for VR. So we've also started to publish some specifications on building artistic experiences in VR that you can read about there, google.com/cardboard.
One more question. So I now have my cardboard viewer, but what am I going to watch?
It's a great question. So we've started the world off just by showing them a simple set of experiences that Google built ourselves. It's called the Cardboard app. It's on the Play Store and the iOS store. You can download it today and get started. And then there's a lot more experiences from a lot of our partners popping up on both of those stores.
And there's some stuff coming on YouTube as well.
That's right. So today we actually officially announced support for new spherical VR video on YouTube. It's rolling out today and should be on everybody's phones in the coming week.
Yeah, I had a question and it's gone out of my head. About applications.
Pause this a second.
No, it's gone. It's completely gone.